Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our big book tells us in the first paragraph of chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, "Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail," end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step 8. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA as a whole. So, let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, it states this: AA's 12 steps are a group of principles spiritual in their nature, which if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. With each step in this study, I've started off sharing what I tell each person I teach to take the steps, that one thing I learned about this step that was the most important thing to know. Now, remember, this is just my experience and may not be the experience of another member of the AA Fellowship. The one thing I need to know about step 8: an apology is not the same thing as an amends. The spiritual principle found in this step is love, and the reading assignment for this step is in the Big Book, pages 76 through 84, and in the 12 and 12, pages 77 through 82. Because I believe in each of the steps there is something to surrender, in step 8, there are three things we're going to get to surrender. First, fear of telling the truth. Second, my need to point out their part. And third, the fear of the outcome. Here's the step summary. An apology is quite different from an amends. One dictionary defines an apology as an admission of error or discourtesy accompanied by an expression of regret, and it defines an amends as reparation or compensation for a loss, damage, or injury of any kind. I offer you an apology when I accidentally step on your toe. I offer you an amends when I've caused you hurt or harm in some way. More on this will be discussed in step 9. Many of us were taught by our sponsors that if we wanted to learn how to be in healthy relationships with the world around us, we could take a deeper look at the traditions. Woven throughout each of the traditions are wonderful suggestions on how we can better show up to those relationships. Interestingly enough, steps 8 and 9 do that as well. On page 77 of the 12 and 12, it states this, quote, "Steps 8 and 9 are concerned with personal relations. First, we take a look backward and try to discover where we've been at fault. Next, we make a vigorous attempt to repair the damage we've done. And third, having thus cleaned away the debris of the past, we consider how, with our newfound knowledge of ourselves, we may develop the best possible relations with every human being we know," end quote. Here's an important reminder. As we continue this journey of being of maximum usefulness, when preparing to make our amends, it's helpful to remember to not minimize our faults and failures by focusing on the faults of others, and to realize that we hurt others as well as ourselves with our drinking. In looking beyond our obvious defects and in doing a thorough examination of our flaws, we must avoid judgment of others. It's our inventory that uncovered harm done, not theirs. Many members of AA think that creating a list of those we've harmed is only about cleaning up the wreckage of our past with those people, places, or things. While that is certainly a huge part of it, another reason Step 8 is important is because it's about continuing the process we've already started back in Step 3 of being of maximum usefulness to God and His kids. Is it possible that Steps 8 and 9 are not about getting back in the good graces of those we've harmed, but about being willing to do the footwork and, once again, leave the results up to God? Yes, it's entirely possible. Love of ourselves, love of others, and love of God is the foundation to this step. Here's another important side note. Remember, this step is only about making a list. No other action than writing the list happens in this step, so there's no need to fear, as so many of us do when we start thinking about having to make amends. It's just a list, my friend. For those of us who have been around for a while, we've tried to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here's a myth about step 8. Your drinking hasn't harmed anyone but yourself. People often think that if the damage isn't extreme and noticeable, then there isn't anything beneath the surface. This is a dangerous misconception and something AA calls purposeful forgetting. We can't get the most out of the 12 steps if we aren't willing to be vulnerable and rigorously honest, even if what we discover about ourselves and others is painful to accept. I've created a worksheet to help us in Step 8 list all of the amends that need to be made that follows very closely the outline in our big book. In column 1, list the person, place, or thing we've harmed and owe an amends to. We can refer back to our 4th step and first identify any people from our grudge list that we owe an amends to. Then, we get to add any additional amends that need to be made since that list was created. Then, place a check mark in columns 3, 4, or 5 to help us determine the priority of the amends. Those columns are now, which are those amends that can be made immediately, postponed, those amends that cannot be made immediately but can be made at some point in the not-too-distant future, and then in the third column what I call the NA, those amends that cannot be made because they are not available and we haven't any way of contacting them. Lastly, we start making our amends with the now column first, and once we have completed the amends in that column, place a date in the done column when it is completed and move on to the next column. I'd like to talk for a moment about the NA amends. The NA column still requires an action on our part. Even though we may not be able to ever make the amends to that person, place, or thing directly, we still need to consider what action we can take to get right with God regarding it. We transfer the NA amends from the table above to the table below and list the specific action we're prepared to take to remove this amends from our 8-step list. For example, a living amends with specific change in our behavior, specific amends to God, financial donation to a charity, so forth. Once the action is complete, mark it done. All right, so let's take a look at this step's inventory and checklist. Taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For example, how am I applying the principle found in this step to every moment of my life? In my personal relationships, list at least 3 examples of our willingness, not including actual amends on your 8-step list, to enhance the love and service found within and improve our personal relationships. At work, list at least 3 examples of our willingness, again, not including actual amends on your 8-step, to enhance the love and service found within and improve your work relationships. And with God and AA, list at least 3 examples of your willingness, not including actual amends on your 8-step list, to enhance the love and service found within and improve your relationship with God and AA. Here's the step checklist. Number 1, have you realized that you hurt others as well as yourself with your drinking or your thinking? Number 2, have you embarked upon an honest effort to discover how many people you have hurt and how you've hurt them? Number 3, have you looked beyond your obvious defects and done a thorough examination of your flaws in relation to the harm you've done others? Number 4, have you let go of defensiveness and blame of people for how they've treated you? Number 5, have you forgiven others for the wrongs they've done you, perceived or otherwise? Number 6, have you paid great attention to what you discovered about yourself and your problems along the way? Number 7, have you released judgments of others and become objective when evaluating your defects as well as those of others? And number 8, have you made a list of everyone you've harmed and become willing to make amends to them all? If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. This step, by the way, is not about getting back in the good graces of those we've wronged. It is about our willingness to do the footwork in the next step and leave the results up to God. Finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.